Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, America. Todd Starnes here. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes radio program, proudly broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, along the banks of the mighty Mississippi. And it is a cold day in Tennessee. Little frostbite on the pork butt this morning, if you know what I mean. Wow, we got a lot going on today, and we're going to dig in and do a deep dive into a lot of big, big stories as we follow the developments with the voting scandal of 2020. Hogan Gidley from the Trump campaign is going to drop by a little bit later on. Also, very excited to say that Mike Lindell is going to be on the show today, the founder of MyPillow, and they're a longtime sponsor now of this radio program, and they take very good care of this audience. And I know that because when you guys call up, it's very clear within the first 30 seconds. As a matter of fact, Grace Baker, you may not be able to realize this. You may not realize this, but I can tell. When within 5 or 10 seconds of a caller coming on the air, I can tell if they have a MyPillow pillow or MyPillow mattress topper.
So do they sound less tired?
They do. They sound perky and happy and relaxed. And honest to goodness, I think if our good friend Jerry the Liberal from Milwaukee, you know, Jerry's the resident liberal, yes, who calls in, I think if he had a MyPillow mattress topper, he would probably be a conservative.
I agree with that.
I'm just going to throw that right out there. So, by the way, MyPillow.com, if you have not already done so, get your mattress topper. Just for listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program, you buy a mattress topper, they're going to throw in some MyPillows free of charge. All you have to do is use the promo code Starnes. That's promo code Starnes at MyPillow.com. So look, here's where we're going to start. And there's something that happened last night. We've been talking about this story for a couple of days now. The CDC wants you to believe that going into a local mom and pop diner or a greeting card store or going to church is more dangerous and more deadly than getting on board a jetliner or going down to the Kroger or the Walmart or the Best Buy. And this has always puzzled me because the whole thing has been about social distancing. That's why they didn't want you to go have Thanksgiving with your family. That's why they don't want you to have Christmas. Dr. Fauci, Furor Fauci, he wants you to postpone Christmas this year and maybe, just maybe, Santa Claus will come to town next year. They want you to believe that that if you do not social distance, you will get the China virus and you will kill your grandmother. That's what they want you to believe. So it just hasn't made any sense to me. Yesterday, we had Tony Perkins on this program, and Tony Perkins, he related a story that was on CBS's Face the Nation, the mayor of El Paso, Texas, and he said, you know what, we decided as a city to do a deep dive into the data. And a lot of people are getting sick in El Paso. They say it's the China virus. I'm not so sure about that, but that's what they say. So they did a deep dive into what they call the contact tracing. They want to find out where people were coming down, where they were catching the China virus. And by and large, they were very surprised by their findings. According to El Paso, 55% of the people who got the China virus contracted the China virus at a shopping center, at a big box retailer like the Walmart and the Kroger and the Target and the Best Buy. They didn't catch it down at the local diner. They didn't catch it at the Waffle House. They didn't catch it at their church. They caught the virus by standing in the produce aisle over a Kroger or the Piggly Wiggly, if they have Piggly Wigglies in El Paso. I'm not very surprised by all of this. And my question is, are you surprised? We've asked the CDC time and time again to release the data. Show us the data. Show us the evidence that people are coming down with this virus in droves simply by going to eat at Applebee's. Show us the data. as a matter of fact, I would be willing to say, okay, if you guys show us the data, you know, I get it. I won't go to the restaurant. I won't go to the church, but show us the proof. And they will not do it. They just will not do it. It's troubling and it's alarming. So this morning here in Memphis, Tennessee, there's a morning show on radio station KWAM, our flagship station. They have one of the city council members on. And the number of people coming down with the China virus here in this area has exploded, according to the local health leaders, health directors. By the way, as a brief aside, this is fascinating. One of the chief architects of the coronavirus crackdown here in Memphis, do you know where she studied? She went abroad to gather information on how to do health and how to govern from a health perspective. She went to Cuba. Cuba. Now, why would you go to a communist rat hole of a country to learn how they do medicine? Just curious about that. So anyway, you got the city council, and the city council, they said, you know what, we've got to get something done here. We're gonna ask the governor of the state of Tennessee to impose a mandatory mask policy. And it was a unanimous vote. My understanding, it was unanimous. So even the conservatives, and I think there's one or two on the city council in Memphis, went along with this. And so one of the city council people came on the radio. And he said, yeah, we went along with this. And the morning show host, Tim Van Horn, said, well, wait a second. Where's your evidence? Where is your evidence that people are getting sick because they're not wearing the face masks? Well, I don't have any evidence. Well, what do you mean you don't have evidence? What are you basing your decision on? Why should everybody in Memphis, why should everybody in America wear a face mask if you don't know that it actually works? Well, it's a symbol. It's a symbol. We want people to feel safe. Okay, well, you know what? We don't care about your feelings. We care about the facts. And if there's some sort of a study out there that says, you know what? If you wear a face mask, you are going to protect yourself and your loved ones from whatever virus is out there, show us that evidence. But if you don't have the evidence, if you can't put up, shut up. And let us go on and live our lives. There's a study out there, 800 small businesses closing every day in this country. 800. That's lowballing it. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who's a Democrat, pointing this out. Over 800 businesses a day are shutting down, and that's the way it's been since April, since the pandemic and the crackdown started. But there are other studies out there, folks, and it's incredibly alarming. And I know everybody's looking at the stock market. Everybody's looking at Wall Street. But you can't be looking at Wall Street. You got to be looking at what's happening on Main Street right now. And it does not look good. Now, the Yelp study found that there were about more than 800 closures of small businesses between April and September. But the University of California, Santa Cruz says that number is even higher. They're estimating that about 1,500 businesses a day are shutting down in America. This is incredibly disturbing. Now, the official government numbers, they haven't even started to compile those. But if you look at the UC Santa Cruz study, nearly 317,000 businesses have closed between February and September. And that number keeps growing, and it will continue to grow unless we are allowed to live our lives. You people in Memphis, Tennessee, you ought to be down at City Hall demanding answers, because they're going to shut you down. And you've got lawmakers out there that are making ignorant decisions, and there's really no polite way to say it. They're ignorant decisions. If you are going to demand that people wear a face mask, and you have no evidence the face masks actually work, then you're a fool. There's really no other way to say it. And so that brings me around to what I want to start out the show talking about. I was a little wordy. My apologies. So we've been talking about this pub, a public house, Max Public House, in Staten Island, New York. These guys are, it's a neighborhood pub. And many of you in your towns, in your communities, you've got a place just like Max Public House. Look, it's not the Ritz-Carlton. It's not even the Olive Garden. It's a local bar where people want to go after work, have an adult beverage, kick back, laugh, play the darts, and just have a good time. Forget about their cares. There was a TV show about that, Cheers. And so they came in, the government came in and said, no, you can't do that. We're shutting down all the bars. And so the two owners got together and said, you know what? We found a loophole. We're going to do just what Antifa did. We're going to do just what Black Lives Matter did, and we're going to declare our bar an autonomous zone. Therefore, we have decided that we are not going to obey the government. We are going to do what we want to do. And so they did, and they reopened the bar. Last night, the NYPD came out in full force. They raided the bar, and they arrested one of the owners. And we have some audio here, and I just want to warn you about something. The language we have bleeped out. This is New York City. This is how they talk in every normal day life. But these people are enraged, and they should be, and you should be too, because this kind of stuff is happening in other cities. We just happen to have the audio, and it's on our website, toddstearns.com. But I want you to listen to what it sounded like outside of Max Public House last night.
To each other. Costco's open. Home Depot. People lined up, backed up with each other. This guy can't open his business. It's shame on you people. Shame on everybody for letting this happen. There should be 1,000 people out here right now. Well, they're getting raided by the goddamn Gestapo. Tomorrow is Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. I want this street shut down with 10,000 people, because if we don't show up and show face, we're going to lose this whole battle. Disgusting. You should all be disgusted with yourselves. If they fear you, they won't with you. You understand what I'm saying? Get the out here tomorrow night, Wednesday, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock in front of Max Public House. This is disgusting.
Now, I want to say something here. It is disgusting. And normally we would not play something that we had to bleep out so much, but you get the gist of what the guy was saying. But he's angry, and you need to be angry. There is a moment, there is a time for you to be righteously indignant about what they are doing to our country, but even more disgusting is what we are allowing them to do to our country. So I have a question. Are you disgusted? And if you are, what are we going to do about this? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868, our live show blog. You can go there, watch the video. We have all of that. It's careful, the language graphic, but you need to see what your fellow countrymen are going through and what are we going to do about it. We'll be right back, folks.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm telling you, this war on small business, this war on the church in America, it's insane. It's out of control. And the whole point is to control you. The Democrats want to decimate America's middle class, and the best way to do that is to go after and shut down the small businesses. They're making it impossible for you people to go out there and to run your lives the way you want to run your lives. And folks, I don't know if other hosts are talking about this. I don't care. This is a big problem, and we need to be aware. Now, we have some new information about the elections, and we're going to get to the voter fraud stuff coming up right after the bottom of the hour news break here. But there's a story out of New York State, the 22nd Congressional District. Now, Claudia Tenney is the Republican, and she has the lead over the incumbent, who is a Democrat, Congressman Anthony Brindisi. Now, this is fascinating. they've counted the votes, they recounted the votes, and it looks like Claudia Tenney is the winner. She has a 12-vote lead, a 12-vote lead. Now, I want you to understand something here. They've been counting these votes for almost, what, 3 weeks now? Almost 4 weeks. They still haven't declared a winner. There are still races in New York State where they still don't have winners declared. And they're giving Donald Trump a hard time? So guess what happened yesterday? This is a fascinating story. Yesterday, suddenly, they found 55 ballots that had not been counted. And I want you to take a wild guess, ladies and gentlemen, who those votes went for. It's unbelievable. The Democrat, just out of the blue, 4 weeks after the election, and guess what they find? 55 ballots, and most of them are going for the Democrat. Well, it turns out a lot of these ballots are not even valid because the voters were not registered. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. In New York State, of all places, they found out that people voted in an election and they were not registered to vote. Now, yesterday, we told you about Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is one of the attorneys fighting for President Trump. He's not a part of the official team, but he's out there fighting and filing lawsuits. As a matter of fact, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are expected to hold a press conference in Georgia sometime this afternoon. We're not quite sure what information they're going to release. But yesterday, Lynn Wood said that President Trump has been the victim of national fraud, and that the president needed to declare martial law. Now, we have another Trump supporter, a retired military general who's a Fox News contributor, and he says the president needs to declare a national emergency. And this is not some sort of hyperbole. This is the general goes out and he produces all the evidence he has and says this is why we need to have a national emergency, that clearly foreign entities have interfered with the national election. And the president needs to take action so that we can get to the bottom of all of this. So I'm very curious, as we go to break here, what say you about this? I know it was sort of a bombshell revelation yesterday, but do you support the president declaring martial law? Would you support the president declaring a national emergency until we can get all this sorted out? I'm telling you, fraud has occurred. The question is, will they have enough time to find the evidence? Will they have enough time to find the evidence? Here's our telephone number again, 844-747-8868. Again, toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Website, toddstearns.com. Live show blog up and running. Got to check that out. Avery's working hard today. Had his Wheaties this morning. We'll be right back, folks.
Gregory Stenstrom. I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. And we were told, I was told the next day the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back, and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally more than two is unusual. So
they denied they did it, but as of today, 47 USPV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think, as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you, they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me, as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen.
All right. That man is Greg Stenstrom. He is a Navy veteran. He is also a data scientist. He's from Pennsylvania. And he is alleging that 47 USB cards that were used during the election have gone missing. And he believes as many as 120,000 votes cast in the election should now be called into question. And he's not the only one. And by the way, this guy is a forensic computer scientist, and his expertise is on security and fraud issues. And he's not the only one that's going on the record and saying that there were issues. Now, it's one thing to testify before state lawmakers. It's another to testify in a courtroom. So we need to get these people into the courtroom so they can get on the record with their allegations. In the meantime, you have Lynn Wood, one of the president's most vocal supporters, out there saying that the president should declare martial law. In WorldNet Daily, there's a fascinating story with an interview with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. He is a retired U.S. Air Force 3-star general, and he says that we are watching a coup d'etat in the works, and he believes that the president should use emergency powers to put a stop to this. He called on the president to honor your oath and defeat the deep state coup. And that story in WorldNet Daily. Well, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Alan is listening to us on WRWH in Cleveland, Georgia. Hi, Alan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good to hear from you again today. I really support that, General. I think there is a national emergency. And Lynn Wood, he's right on the money, too. If we don't do everything in our power to fight this, then there's no one else to do it. It's up to the people. I think the lawsuits that they're trying to shut them down everywhere they can, the media is on the side of the criminal left, and I think President Trump can do this, and he'll have our support.
So, look, Alan, here's where I'm at on this, and I don't mean to be skeptical, but, you know, it's part of my nature. I was a journalist for, you know, 30-plus years. You know, for me, it's all about the evidence. What was it Reagan said? Trust but verify. That's what Reagan said. And so now here's what's happening. We're getting these. First, we heard from Rudy and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell that they had the evidence. They've got people that want to go on the record. And we're like, okay, well, let's get these people on the record. Now we have people going on the record. We know who their names are. We know who they are. So they're putting their careers. They're putting their character, their integrity on the line here. And the next step is for these people to testify in the court of law. But I'm telling you, Alan, if we are to believe this, then we have a coordinated attack on the ballot box in as many as 10 states using cyber warfare to change the outcome of the election.
Well, I can't disagree with you there, but you realize they've had 4 years to plan this. These people are using every means at their disposal to bring up, you know, like, say, people who don't exist that are voting, people who are voting illegally, using the Dominion software. I mean, it's going to take some time to get to the bottom of all this, but we have enough evidence presented to know that there is fraud. And I honestly believe that if he don't declare a national emergency and this can't get before the Supreme Court in time, that they'll get away with it. And there is no police for the Democrats it looks like in this country. When they do anything and the media supports them, nothing happens.
I mean,
we've not even had...
Alan, I'm very curious about what's happening in Georgia, because that those Senate races will basically be the second presidential race. I mean, that's how important that election is on January 5th. And you've got Stacey Abrams out there, the Democrats, there that are already, they've accumulated more than 900,000 mail-in ballots. You've got your Secretary of State out there who says they're investigating 250 allegations of voter fraud. This is a mess down there.
Boy, it sure is, Todd. And I've called the governor. And I encourage everybody in the state of Georgia who's listening to you today, pick up your phone, call the governor's office, let them know how you feel about this, and your legislators. I mean, we've still got some time there. We need to do everything we can as individuals to let them know we're sick of how this is going.
No, Alan, you're absolutely right, and it is going to take every single person listening to this program calling up your state houses and demanding that your elected leaders take a stand and do the right thing. Alan, thanks for the call. I want to read a quote to you from General McInerney. He says, "These are not just fraudulent acts. They are treasonous acts because it means changing the government. And when you add Russia, China, Iran into all of that, you make it even more treasonous." He goes on to say, "So cyber warfare and the Dominion voting systems, which we're talking about in Georgia, Michigan, several other states, using the hammer and scorecard, this is ballot manipulation software attacks." And he asks a very good question. Where is the Justice Department on this? Where is the FBI? I'm very disappointed with Attorney General Bill Barr. Very disappointed. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Ron, hanging out on The Talk Station. All right, Ron, what do you think the president ought to do here?
Hello, Todd. Yes, sir. This is treason, anarchy. They've been after this great man for 4 years. The writing is on the wall. They have been after him 4 years. We see what their attitude is, what their actions were, the deep state that so many people aren't even aware of because of the corrupt mainstream media. He needs to do this. He's an incumbent. He hasn't done anything bad for this country. Don't tell me people want Biden and Harris. It's what Judge Judy said about going in somebody's ear and telling me it's raining. It's not true. They need to look at it or they're going to steal this. I've been listening to their BS for 4 years. My get back at them was at the ballot box. So many of us, you could see at Trump rallies, you could see the writing on the wall. We wanted Trump. We got him by a landslide, and they're trying to steal it from us.
Oh, Ron, they're in the process of doing just that. And the Democrats are banking on the Republicans not having the stomach for a fight. That's what they're counting on. And that's why you had you have all these Republicans out there that are saying, well, you know, maybe it's time for the president to throw in the towel. You know, he did a good job. He did a great job for the country. Maybe he can give it another shot in 4 years. Ron, there's not going to be 4 years. No, sir. That's not going to happen. It's either fight now or it's over.
We need eight consecutive years of Donald Trump to get us remotely on the right track from what we've been putting up with these anarchists. We need eight solid years of this great man who everyone in the world respects and is afraid of. If we go back to this Biden-Harris, which is going back to why we elected Trump in the first place, they're going to put Iran back in power. They're going to... Joe Biden is in the pocket of China. This is proven. The mainstream media, just like Hitler having Goebbels as his propaganda minister, when you have the propaganda, you got half the battle won. The mainstream media needs to be tried for treason. They need some kind of congressional insight into them and what they're doing to us. And he does need to declare a national emergency, and he will have the support of the American people.
All right. Well, Ron, appreciate the call. Ron from North Carolina says president needs to fight this and we've got to fight alongside him. And the whole point of McInerney, General McInerney, coming out is he listened to President Trump's interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning over at Fox Business. And he said he's concerned. He said the president sounded a little bit down in the dumps. The president sounded dejected. And he said that the president needs to honor his oath and fight for the country. Let's go to Texas. James on the line. Hi, James. What do you want the president to do here?
Hey, Todd, you covered everything I wanted to see in the past 4 minutes. Say it in the past 4 minutes. I'll stand with General McInerney. I think I foresee it going all the way to military tribunal. I don't know if you believe the same. All I can tell Trump is if you have faith, so much faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can shake this mountain, be thou removed. America's going to get her miracle, Todd.
Well, I hope so.
You had that kind of faith last week, and you can't deny that faith.
Oh, no. Look, I do have hope and faith that this is all going to work out, James. But I got to tell you, will the Republicans stand their ground? Now, I don't like you. I don't like throwing around words like martial law. I'm not quite sure what that would accomplish. But I will say this. I think that the integrity of the ballot. Hold on, James. The integrity of the ballot box must be protected and maintained. Go ahead.
But I do foresee some sort of military tribunal. And it's just personal.
All right. Well, James, appreciate the call. And look, folks, one way or the other, we've got a great big mess on our hands. And we've got to figure out a way out of this. And you know what the answer is? The truth. It's the truth. It's just like with the China virus. They're not telling us the truth. Otherwise, they would shut down every big box store in America. But they're not going to do that. And why are they not going to do that? Why aren't they going to shut down the Krogers? Why aren't they going to shut down the Walmarts? Because they know they can't do it. If the virus really was as bad as they're telling us it is, they would shut it down. They would shut down everything. But they're playing politics with us. Trust me, they're playing politics with us here. All right, got to take a quick break. We've got a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Sure, I'm glad you decided to hang out with us today. You guys are great out there. Hey, let's go to the phones. Bluff City, Tennessee. Stacy has a very interesting story to share with us. Hi, Stacy. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thank you so much. I just am very frustrated. I've called every number I can, and I don't feel like I'm getting much interest, or I'm the one that's more upset than they are. I got a text yesterday on my phone at 1:51. There is a number, and they were texting me to tell me they were sending me mailing me an absentee ballot from Georgia, and they wanted to make sure I voted for the January 5th election. And if I didn't vote by the ballot that was coming, which I've not received yet, there was an online way that I could vote. And I am flipping out. I am in East Tennessee, in Bluff City, Tennessee, and I'm a registered Republican. I have voted, and I don't understand why that I am getting a text to be voting in Georgia when I live in Tennessee. That sounds kind of fraudulent to me, Todd.
That sounds very strange. Now, Stacy, have you ever lived in the state of Georgia?
Oh, over 50 years ago in Albany, Georgia. My dad was in the Air Force. So I've not lived in Georgia for over 50 years, and that's kind of concerning to me because I told the people that, and they said, oh, call the Georgia Elections Office and the Secretary of State, well, I said, honestly, I don't have really too much credibility with them. They're wanting the Secretary of State to step down. And you call, yes. And they said, oh, deuces. I'm honest. I can't help myself, Todd. In my old age, I said, I don't have to be good anymore. And my husband says, when were you good? And I said, well, I'm getting worse. So I call, and of course, there's nobody there to take the calls. There's so many calls coming in. There's nobody to answer. It just says call back later. So I'm very frustrated over this.
I'm curious how they got your number so that you could get a text message, especially since you've been a resident of Tennessee for 50 years and you're a registered Republican. That to me sounds like something shady's going down.
Right. I haven't lived in Georgia for 15 years. I've been here in Tennessee for 17, but I'm dating myself. I don't know. We didn't have cell phones back in those days, so I wouldn't have known how I could have gotten the number, because I only have a cell phone, and we didn't have cell phones in the old days.
Very strange.
So I don't know, but see, I can't find. You're the most interested person.
Well, this is fascinating, because this smells like voter fraud to me.
That's what I thought, but I'm the only one that seems to be upset. They just direct me to call the Secretary of State or call the elections office and make sure your name's taken off of there. But what's interesting, this number that is on my text, I just called it just for curiosity, and it only takes texts. It does not receive calls.
Stacey, here's what I want you to do. We're gonna get your information here from Grace, so don't hang up. But we'd love to get a screenshot of the text message, and we're gonna look into this for you, because I suspect, Stacey, you're not the only person that got a text message like that. So let's put Stacey on hold. Thank you for calling in, and Stacey, thanks for listening to the program. Now, by the way, for those of you not familiar with East Tennessee, Bluff City is up in the northeastern part of the state. It is nowhere near the state of Georgia. So it is very curious how someone who was not registered to vote in Georgia received an absentee ballot, or at least request for an absentee ballot, by text message. Folks, I'm telling you, shady stuff going down. You Republicans better wake up, or we're going to have a Democrat majority in the United States Senate. Hey, folks, got to take a break here. We're expecting Hogan Gidley from the Trump campaign, Mike Lindell from MyPillow coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.